Well, good morning. Shall we pray as we look at these passages together? Father God, thank you so much for your word and thank you for the way that it speaks into our hearts and our minds and our lives. And as we gather around your Bible this morning, we ask that these passages would speak to us. Holy Spirit, bring them alive to us and speak to us this morning, we pray. Amen. When I was a teenager, I was desperate to pass my driving test. We lived in a little village that was just outside the main town, Abergavenny, and all of my friends lived in Abergavenny, which was 4 miles away from our home. So the only way that I could get to Abergavenny was on the bus, which left twice a day from our village, so I quite often used to miss that, and it was never at the right time. Who wants to catch a bus when you have to leave 3 hours early to get there for the meeting at 7 o'clock in the evening? Not me. Or the alternative was to go in the car with my mum. It was a red Renault Clio, and as I was learning to drive, I would sit in the driving seat and my mum would sit in the passenger seat. Many arguments would follow, which was very embarrassing. I was very embarrassed to arrive with my mum. But most of all, I was really embarrassed that I had to have one of these on the back and one of these on the front as well, a big red L, which showed everybody, especially all of my friends who'd already passed their driving test, that they'd already done this, but I had still not passed my driving test, and I found it really embarrassing and really annoying. I wish there was a way that I could somehow get rid of this L plate. But eventually, I did find a way to get rid of the L plate. I passed my driving test. It only took 4 attempts, say that very quickly, 4 attempts. But when I passed my test, my mum proudly presented me with this. It was a green P. And she expressed to me some anxiety that although I had passed my test, there may be one or two things that I still was learning to do in the car. And if I put this green P on the car, people around me would at least be warned that I was still learning to drive. And actually, I'd only just passed my test, and it would give other drivers a bit of warning on the road. But of course, being the arrogant teenager that I was, I completely discarded the green P and thought, no, I don't need a green P on my car. I've lost my L plates and I'm ready to drive. I don't need to do any more learning. And I remember very clearly on the evening after I'd passed my driving test after the fourth time, sitting in the car by myself, which was very strange the very first time you're allowed to take the car out by yourself without anybody else in the car, and driving down our hill where we lived and getting to the bottom and realizing that there was nobody sat next to me to just double check it was okay to pull out of the junction. And there was nobody that had dual control either to stop the car if I decided to pull out at the wrong time. So that was a bit of a scary moment for me. I got out of the first junction, and as I was driving along, I realized that there was nobody in the car to remind me of the speed limit. No driving instructor, no driving examiner. I had to use my own eyes and ears to look out and to see what hazards were on the road in front of me. And most of all, there was nobody. I found this really stressful the first time I went out by myself. There was nobody to help me demystify the back windows. You know when you get a bit stressed and you're breathing quite quickly and you need to somehow get rid of all the steam and the fog? I had no knowledge of how to do that because the driving instructor or my mum had always done that. So as I was driving along and trying to concentrate, I was trying to do this as well and trying to wipe the windscreen. It was very stressful. At this point in my driving career, I also realized at this point I'd never ever driven on a motorway. And I'd never actually driven in the car for longer than an hour. So although I'd lost my L plates, there was still actually a lot of learning that had to go on. And actually, although I was no longer officially a learner driver, I was by no chance actually the finished article. There was much more learning that needed to go on every time I got in the car. And if I'm honest, sometimes even now, I am learning new things when I'm in the car. Don't get in my car is probably a thing to learn. But this morning, we're continuing our series, as Kerry said, on the theme of being in it together. And we're thinking particularly about those who are involved in teaching and those who are involved in learning at church. And I want to remind us this morning, as Chris reminded us a few months ago, actually, that all of us here are still wearing our L plates, even me. I wanted to try and attach the L plate to my back so I could turn around and show you as a visual example, but I couldn't find a way to get magnets to attach to me. Obviously, I'm not a Renault Clio as I was once upon a time. But imagine me stood at the front of church today with a giant giant L plate on, even bigger than this, a massive L plate on, because I am definitely still learning. And I'm sure many of you, as you look at me this morning, you'll think, yes, he definitely is still learning. Yes, we've seen all of his mess ups. We remember when he first came to us as an ordinand. We remember when he stood up at the wrong time or sat down or missed out the songs. He is definitely still learning. And even as a curate, you probably still see me making lots of mistakes. I don't know if anybody noticed last week, but during communion, I forgot to take the lids off the bread. Did anybody notice? No, well, I'm definitely still learning. So I hopefully God can still sanctify the bread through the pots and the containers that we use. But I did think at that moment, gosh, I've got a lot to learn. So I've got my L plates on, and it's a massive L plate on. And I'm sure many of you have also got your L plates on as well. Because in all seriousness, all of us are learning. We're all learning what it means to follow Jesus. We all make mistakes, some of us more than others, and we're not perfect. None of us is the finished article. So this morning, as we look at these themes of teaching and these themes of learning, I want to make two very simple points. And the first of those points is this. Whilst we are wearing our L plates, we need to acknowledge that we're still learning, and we must actually be willing to be taught by Jesus because we are learners. We must never, ever get to the point where we think that we know it all or where we don't have anything else to learn. And I'm not sure if you feel like this ever. I'm going to be very honest this morning. But sometimes, even as a curate, even when I'm ordained, I find it really hard to hear God's voice. Sometimes I find it really hard to be still and to not focus on my to-do list and all the things I need to achieve in a day. Sometimes I find it really hard to not slip into thinking that everything depends on me. And I find it really hard to not tear around at a dangerous speed because I need to save the world. I need to save Ely. Everything is dependent on Matt Phillips. So whenever I read this passage from our gospel today, this story of Mary and Martha, I can relate very easily to Martha, who is also running around as if everything depends on her. And I do want to highlight, actually, in Martha's defense, that I do think her instincts in this passage are actually very good. She's often contrasted a little bit unfairly with her sister Mary, but it is actually Martha who opens their home to Jesus. She demonstrates amazing hospitality. Martha is willing to go the extra mile and to prepare food. She's probably prepared beds and bedrooms for Jesus and those he's traveling with to rest with them. And of course, this takes time, it takes energy, it takes considerable effort to make sure that everything is ready. And I'm sure that Jesus was really grateful to Martha for her willingness to serve him and for everything that he did for her. I'm sure that later that evening, as he ate and he enjoyed the food that she prepared and also slept in the bed that she'd made up for him, he would have said thank you to her for all that she'd done for him. But in this moment, all that Jesus really wants is for Martha to sit at his feet and to listen to him. "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." And if you're anything like me, and you're naturally a bit like Martha, these words, they might sting a little, and they certainly make me feel uncomfortable as I read them, and I've been pondering them this week. But this morning, I want to challenge us to embrace that discomfort for just a moment, and to remember that each of us does need to try and still ourselves, to sit with Jesus, and to listen to him, to allow him to teach us, to love us, to change us, to inspire us, to strengthen us, and to encourage us. And I know that I don't do this nearly enough, mainly because I feel that life is too busy. And if I'm honest, I feel like there's not enough time in my day to take time to be still and to let Jesus teach me. But last week, actually, on Wednesday last week, I woke up feeling really restless and actually worried about quite a lot of different things. So I stopped. I found myself trying to work, but I couldn't focus. So I found myself stopping and sitting in the chair in my study and praying to God, telling him what was on my mind, telling him all the things that I was anxious about. I listened to some worship music and I tried to sing along as well to let those words really speak to me. And I actually opened my Bible and I read some passages of the Bible really slowly so I could let the words sink in to my mind and my heart and let them speak to me. And then afterwards, after an hour had passed, I opened my notebook and I tried to write down what I felt that God was speaking to me about in the last hour. And I was amazed, actually, about how much I was able to write down, how many things he reminded me of, and how he spoke into so many different situations in my life. I found that I had clarity on some decisions that I had been really anxious about for a long time. I felt like I was reminded that God was with me. I felt like God was reminding me about what passions he had placed on my heart. And most of all, I felt like God was reminding me that he was here in Ely with me, and that he really loved and he cared about this city, and that this was a good place to be today and for as long as I was able to stay here. In fact, in that moment, it was such an encouraging moment, I decided that I needed to do this more. I needed each week to spend at least an hour by myself trying to listen to Jesus, trying to let him teach me and to speak to me. And so I've tried this week and in the weeks going ahead to block out at least an hour each week when I can be purposely still, purposely let Jesus speak to me and teach me. I need to remember that I've got my L plate on, and before I can do anything at all, I need that space to be taught. And I wonder if any of you want to join me in this, if any of you feel keen to also carve out an hour, or maybe not even an hour, maybe just 10 minutes in your week where you can be still, where you can reflect, where you can read your Bible and pray and let Jesus speak to you. Maybe this is something that you might want to try and do as well. Because all of us are wearing L plates. All of us are still learning. None of us know it all. And none of us have really got it all sorted. All of us need to find that time every week, even every day if we can, to be still and to let Jesus love us, to heal us and to make us whole again. So this morning, the first point I want to make is very simply, please don't forget that we're all wearing our L plates. And please open your hearts and your minds to being taught something new by Jesus today. Who knows what would happen if all of us opened our hearts and our minds to Jesus and we tried to listen to what he was saying to us today and then acted upon it? Who knows what would happen if all of us here as a church listened to what Jesus was saying to us and then we try to act on it, to try and reach those people who we felt were missing this morning, to think about who we were called to serve, to think about how we were called to live our lives. What difference would that make to our city of Ely? What difference would that make to our workplaces and to our families? So don't forget that we're all wearing our L plates. We all need that space and that time to listen and to learn from Jesus. But alongside being willing to be taught, I also want to encourage us this morning, my second point, that all of us actually are called to in some way teach. We must be willing to be taught, but we must also be willing to teach as well. And this might sound like a really strange thing to say, especially when we're all wearing our L plates. I wouldn't want to be taught to drive by somebody who has not passed their driving test and still had L plates on their car. It could be an interesting and a slightly terrifying experience for a friend with their L plates to teach us how to drive, although I might learn one or two things. But the most amazing thing about God is that he seems to delight in using ordinary people like you and me, people who are wearing their L plates, to build up his kingdom and to teach others about what it means to follow him. And we might not be able to physically sit with Jesus like Mary was able to this morning, but we can still sit with those in our church family and they can be Jesus to us. They can open up his word to us and they can practically teach us what it means to follow him in every aspect of our life. And we see something of this process taking place in the other reading that we had this morning from 2 Timothy. In verse 2, Paul reminds Timothy of the things he passed on to him, and then he instructs him to entrust those teachings to other reliable people so they can in turn teach others. There's a picture of the whole church being involved in teaching. Paul teaches Timothy, and Timothy teaches others, who in turn go on to teach other people as well. And I think sometimes in our church, we can slip into thinking that it's only those who stand at the front who are involved in teaching and learning. It's only those who wear a dog collar who can teach, or those who are training for ordination that can teach us anything helpful. But I want to let you into a secret this morning, that actually I learn so much every week and during the week when I come to church from all of you, from you who are sat here this morning. You are my teachers, and I've learned so much from belonging to this church and getting to know people like you and finding out what it means to follow Jesus day by day through your example. As I was thinking of this sermon and I was preparing it in the week, I was thinking of our brother, Derek Wareham, who passed away earlier in the week, who had an amazing gift of encouragement. He was such a kind and a generous man who took a real interest in all of our lives and participated in the life of our church with such enthusiasm and heartfelt joy. He would often come to me every week and encourage me in what I'd said or what I'd done. Even if I'd made huge mistakes or done things completely wrong, he would make the effort to come and find me and to share how it had encouraged him. And in the office as well, it wasn't just me he encouraged. I remember talking to somebody in the office, and every week as the bulletin went out by email, Derek would email back every week without fail to say thank you for that email. He was such an encourager, and I know that many of you are nodding as I look around the church. He taught me so much about what it means to be an encourager, and he was one of the teachers in this church for me. I think also of Becky and Amy, who we celebrated last week for completing their ALMs in children and youth ministry, and for their amazing commitment to making sure that our young people in our church family are welcomed, engaged, and able to develop their relationship with God. They're volunteers, but they commit so much of their time to teaching and nurturing our young people and moving them on in their relationship with God. And I learned so much from them about their commitment to studying and putting in time and effort to allow themselves to develop their own knowledge so they can inspire other people. I think also of the prayer meetings that take place here on Mondays and Tuesdays mornings, when people share what's on their hearts and bring those thoughts to each other and ultimately to God. I remember a few weeks ago when somebody reminded us of a verse from a whole old hymn that goes like this: "Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do." And this person shared how these words had spoken to them at a particular moment in their life. And I remember going out that morning into the rest of my day full of trust, knowing that God was with me and knowing that I could place into my hands the things that I couldn't do and the things that I couldn't face that day. That person was an amazing teacher to me in remembering that I didn't need to do everything by myself and in my own strength. I could trust in God. I think of two of our young people, Rosie and Beth, who were baptized here a few weeks ago in a giant paddling pool at the front of church, and shared how Jesus had been an amazing part of their life and had come to teach them more about what it means to follow him. They taught me about what it means to share your faith, to be bold in standing up in front of your friends and your family, and sharing that Jesus is the one who changes life. That was an amazing encouragement to me. And again, another teaching lesson. And I think as well of Refresh, our toddler group here at St. Mary's, where a few weeks ago during story time, a little girl pretended to be Jesus and told another little girl to wake up because Jesus had healed her. And as we jumped and we celebrated and we sang that Jesus had healed Jairus' daughter, I remember thinking, wow, this is amazing. These children, they know how amazing it is to trust that God is real and to experience the joy that only Jesus can bring. I learned so much from some of the youngest members of our church family about what it means to worship Jesus in spirit and in truth with the joy that only Jesus could bring. And I could go on and on, but we'd be here all day. But there are so many stories, so many moments, so many memories when actually I can look back and I see that I've been taught by people like you, people of all ages and stages in our congregation. And these are precious moments to me. It's like precious treasure to me. When people in our church teach me what it means to follow Jesus, it fills me with the most incredible energy and the most incredible joy. It's as if I am Mary, sat at the feet of Jesus, looking into his eyes and being renewed, being refreshed, and learning more about who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. And in those moments, I honestly think to myself, at this moment, you could offer me to go and do my curacy anywhere in the world. You could offer me a curacy on the beach where I could go surfing at any moment of the day. You could offer me the most beautiful and luxurious house with many, many rooms and a games room and a swimming pool, everything that I could ever dream of. You could offer me the most amazing salary. You could triple my stipend. But I would turn it down because actually I feel called in this moment to be here. Because when I see Jesus at work in people's lives, when I hear somebody sharing or demonstrating what Jesus is doing, ordinary people like you or me with L plates on, sharing how God is at work, it is the most amazing moment in the whole world. I wouldn't trade that for anything else in the whole world. I love being here in Ely, And I love hearing how ordinary people like you and me are being changed by Jesus. And I love being taught by you and seeing how Jesus is at work in your life and being able to teach you as well. And thank you for listening to the ways that I ramble on. And I teach you as well how Jesus is at work in my life. What you share, what you do, whether it's in words or whether it's practically shared, those things are precious. They're like treasure to us as a church. So please be brave. Please be bold. Please share how Jesus is at work in your life. Please use the gifts that he has given you to teach others. Because if you don't share those things, then we're missing out on that precious treasure. You're denying it from everybody else in our congregation. So whether this looks like standing at the front of the church leading or teaching, whether it looks like leading a home group and leading a Bible study there, whether it's taking charge of a jam group or a creche group or Pathfinders, whether it's talking to new parents or leading story time at our under ones group or the toddler group, Refresh, whether it means meeting up with a friend for a cup of coffee to see how things are going, whether it's chatting to somebody else and sharing what God has been up to in your life, serving somebody a cup of tea after the service and teaching them what it means to be loved and to cared for, welcoming somebody to church and helping them know that they are really welcomed and they have a place here in our church family. Whatever it is that you do, please do it, believing that God really wants to use your words and your actions to teach and to build up his church here in Ely. So please, let's commit this week to being lifelong learners and be ready to learn from those around us. But also, let's commit to being lifelong teachers too. Please, let's be ready to enrich our church. We need everybody here to teach and to share, or otherwise we'll be missing something very important. Our church will be missing you, and we honestly can't afford to be this church without you. You're really important to us as a church. And you might think, who am I to share? Who am I to offer my gifts? Who am I to offer my words? But actually, if you don't share, then we will be missing out on the precious treasure. Nobody is too young. Nobody is too old. Nobody is underqualified or overqualified. Everybody has a place here at St. Mary's to share. And for me, I dream, and I think we are becoming this, I dream of this church becoming a community of learning, a place where all of our congregation, every member of our congregation, knows that we are wearing our L plates. And I will wear mine with pride, my giant L plate, because I have so much to go on learning from everybody here and from Jesus himself. But also, I think God will delight as this community of learners, this community of people who are wearing L plates, actually wants to teach other people as well. This community of imperfect people steps out and boldly and courageously speaks of how God has been at work in their lives and wants to encourage others to follow and to be teachers as well, to share and to testify to the work of God in our lives. This should be, and it is becoming, I hope and I pray, a community of both learners and teachers. And those jobs, both learning and teaching, includes all of us here. Shall we pray together? Father God, thank you so much for every single member of our church family. We thank you for everybody who's gathered here today. But we thank you as well for everybody who's in jam right now. We thank you for our Pathfinders who are serving us even at this moment. We thank you for all those who come to Under Ones. We thank you for all those who come to Refresh. We thank you for our midweek communion, for Monday Club. We thank you for Creative Minds. We thank you for Feast and for the many other gatherings that take place in our week. Thank you for every single member of our church family. And we ask that this would be a place where all of us are able to teach, but all of us are also able to learn. And we ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.